Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Historical Narrative. Ride Day 2, La Réole to Agen. A river made this landscape one of the most valuable corridors in medieval Europe. During the Middle Ages, the Garonne was one of the principal commercial routes of Western Europe and one of the greatest sources of wealth available to the English crown. Following the marriage of Eleanor of Aquitaine and Henry Plantagenet in 1152, the towns of the Garonne Valley became part of a vast Anglo-French realm. Wine, agricultural products, river tolls, and merchant traffic flowed down the Garonne toward Bordeaux and onward to England. By the early 14th century, revenues from Aquitaine rivaled the customs income collected throughout England itself. The strategic importance of the river explains why so many of today's towns became battlefields. Richard the Lionheart founded Marmande in 1182 as a fortified bastide designed to strengthen English control of the valley. La Réole, Aiguillon, and other river strongholds repeatedly changed hands during the long struggle between English and French rulers. In 1324, French forces besieged La Réole during the War of St. Sardos, a conflict that foreshadowed the Hundred Years' War. Two decades later, Henry of Gramont captured La Réole and transformed it into an English base for operations throughout the valley. In 1346, French forces committed as many as 20,000 men to the siege of Aiguillon, only to fail against a vastly smaller English garrison. The defeat helped derail French plans in the south during the same year Edward III won at Crécy. Not every treasure along the Garonne was military or commercial. One of the most surprising discoveries of the day hangs inside the Église Saint-Vincent at Lumadagenais. There, in a modest village church, visitors encounter Rembrandt's Christ on the Cross, painted in 1631. Few travelers expect to find a masterpiece by one of Europe's greatest painters in a small rural town, making it one of the most remarkable artistic surprises anywhere on the Canal des Deux Mers. The region's most influential export may have been neither wine nor grain, but a plum. Following the Crusades, Benedictine monks at Clay Rack introduced plum varieties from Syria and grafted them with local stock to create the emplum. By drying the fruit, they produced a durable, nutrient-rich food that could survive long voyages. Pruneaux d'Agen became staples aboard merchant ships and naval vessels throughout Europe. Long before refrigeration, they traveled well, stored well, and helped prevent nutritional deficiencies during extended voyages. What began as a monastic agricultural experiment became the economic signature of the Agen region for centuries. Today's ride ends in Agen, where commerce, agriculture, and transportation converged for centuries. The city prospered because it sat astride one of the great commercial corridors of southwestern France. Wine, grain, river traffic, and the famous Pruneaux d'Agen all passed through its markets. Long before riders arrived by bicycle, Agen's fortunes were tied to the movement of goods along the Garonne.